Daf Chaf. So Rav Papa asked Abaye, why did the earlier generations have Nisim and we don't? So if you want to say it's because they learned more Torah than us and that's why they were Zocha to have, they merited to have these Nisim, but you can't really say that because Rabbi Yehuda in the earlier generations, he would only teach Nezikin. He would teach one Seder of Shas, one section of Shas, just the Seder of Nezikin, and we teach all six of them. And when Rabbi Yehuda would get up to the topic of Uksin, the topic of stems, which is this very intense, very tough Tumah and Tahara topic, he would say, wow, this stuff is as hard as all the questions of Rav and Shmuel and all of Shas. And now we teach this topic in 13 yeshivas. So clearly, we learn more Torah. But nonetheless, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off his shoe during a famine, during a drought, it would start raining just from him taking off his shoe. And we'll be screaming and crying and davening all day long and nothing happens. So what's going on with that? So Abaye said, oh, so the reason that they were Zocha to Nisim is because they were Moser Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. They really put in their maximum effort to be Kiddush Hashem and to be Mekadosh Hashem. And an example of this is Rav Adabar Ava, who was walking through the Shuk, and he saw what he thought was a Jewish woman who was wearing this noblewoman's garment, this really, really nice, posh garment. And he said, you know, that's not right for a Jewish girl to be dressing like that. She shouldn't be wearing something so, like, flashy, I guess. And so he ran over and he pulled it off her. And then it turned out that she wasn't actually Jewish. So he was fined 400 zuz. And he asked her name, and she said it was Mason, and he said, Mason, you cost me 400 zuz. But nonetheless, look at the great lengths that he would go to preserve Judaism and to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So if Gidol would sit by the gates of the mikvah, and he would instruct the woman if they had any halacha questions on how to do the mikvah, what they should do, things like that, and the Rabbanan said, aren't you worried about the Yetzer? Like, obviously he couldn't see anything, it was, you know, far away, but he was pretty close. And Rav Gidol said, what are you talking about? These women all look like white geese to me. Like, I'm no interest, it's just like white geese. I'm not interested. So Rabbi Yochanan also would sit by the mikvah, also far away, but, you know, close by the gate of the mikvah. So when the woman would come out, they would look at him, and he was known for being very beautiful, and the idea was they would look at him, and then her kids would be beautiful. And the Chum said, aren't you scared of an ayin hara, that, you know, you're putting yourself out there, shouldn't you be worried about that? He said, nah, I'm from Yosef, and we know there's no ayin hara for Yosef, and we bring a few possibilities for how we know this. The first one is Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin, that Yosef was charming, he was charming on the eye. And Rabbi Abahu says, don't say that he was charming on the eye, Alei ayin, say he was charming above the eye, Olei ayin, say he was above the ayin hara. Rav Chanina says, no, we learn it from V'yidgula Rov, you should be like fish, and just like fish are covered by the water, and there's no ayin hara on them, so too by Yosef, there's no ayin hara on them. And the third possibility is just like Yosef, who covered his eye from looking at something that didn't belong to him, he didn't look at Ashes Potiphar, so too there's no ayin hara over him. So we go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim, women, slaves, and minors, are Pater from Kriyashma and from Tfilin, but they are Chayav for Tfilah and Mezuzah and benching. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Obviously, they're Pater from Kriyashma. This is a mitzvah sase shazman grama. This is a time-bound mitzvah, and we know that all women are exempt from positive time-bound mitzvahs. So we said, no, we might have thought that since this is talking about accepting Hashem, Omach Hushamayim, that they'd be Chayav. So it had to teach you that they're not. And we said, obviously, they're Pater from Tefillin. And the Gemara answers, no, since Tefillin is connected to Mezuzah in the Psukim, we might have thought, just like they're Chayav in Mezuzah, they're Chayav in Tefillin, Kamash Milan is teaching you that they're not. And we said, the reason that women are Chayav in Tefillah is because even women need to daven for mercy for themselves. And you might have thought that the reason we had to teach this is because you might have thought that Tefillah is a time-bound mitzvah, so there are set times when we daven. This is coming to teach you that it's not. So obviously women are chayav in mezuzah. Why is the Mishnah teaching us that? And we said you might have been mistaken because mezuzah is connected to Torah in the parsha of in the paragraph of mezuzah. It also talks about learning Torah, and we know that women are pater from Torah. So we might have thought they'd also be pater from mezuzah. This is teaching you that they're not. And then we said obviously they're chayav in benching. Why would we think that they're not chayav in benching? And we answered that there's a pasuk that seems to say that benching is more of a time-bound thing, and we're saying that don't worry about that pasuk. Kamash Milan, women are chayav in benching. If Adabar Ava says that women are chayav in kiddush at night on a d'oraisa level on Shabbos, they have to make kiddush at night, and we said, what do you mean? This is a time-bound mitzvah. And Abaye says, no, they're only chayav d'rabbanan. And Rava comes at him. He's like, what are you talking about, Chayav Durabanan? Rav Ad Rava says they're Chayav Duraisa. And also, if that's true, that they're Chayav Durabanan, then why don't we just make a Durabanan requirement for women for every single mitzvah out there? Why don't we just say, yeah, really, you know, they are putter from Kriyas Shema, but Durabanan, we made a mitzvah for them to do it. Why don't we do that? Why would it only be by Kiddush? So Rava says, what's the reason that women are Chayav in Kiddush, even though it is a time-bound mitzvah? Because we connect Shamor and Zachor. Anyone who's chayav in keeping and, you know, not breaking Shabbos, they have to keep the laws of Shabbos, of Shamor, has to keep the laws of Zachor, which is remembering Shabbos, which is Kiddush. So that's why women who have Shamor have to do Zachor. Ravina asked Rava, are women chayav in benching on a deoraisa level or a derabanan level? And the reason that it's important is because if they are chayav on a deoraisa level, then they can be motzi other people, they can exempt people from their chiyuv for benching. But if it's only derabanan that they're chayav, then we know that someone who is not actually chayav in something, or they're only chayav on a derabanan level, can't be motzi someone who's on a deoraisa level. So it's important to know what level women are on to know that if they can fulfill the obligation for other people. So he brought in a braisa that says that a katan can be motzi their father for benching, a woman can be motzi her husband for benching, and a slave can be motzi his master for benching, but the chacham actually curse anyone that does that because, you know, this man should know benching himself, that he shouldn't need to rely on his son, his wife, or his slave. So, but this clearly shows that it's deoraisa, because if it wasn't deoraisa, then how could a woman or a slave or a katan be motzi the man, the husband, or the master, the father? So he said, but that doesn't make sense, because we know for a fact that a katan is not chayav deoraisa. So how can we say that they have no deoraisa? So really, how do we understand it? We're talking about a katan or a woman or a slave we're talking about a case where the man ate only a derabanan amount of food, meaning there's only a certain amount of food that you would have to bench on according to the rabbanan. And so the man's obligation to bench is only on a derabanan level. And since the man is also on a derabanan level, therefore the woman or the son or the slave who is also on a derabanan level can be motzi the man because they are on the same level. Ravira says that the Malachim ask Hashem, you know, it says in your Torah that you don't show favor to anyone, you don't take bribes, and, you know, you don't favor anyone, but you favor the Jews. How does that work? And Hashem's like, well, how can I not favor the Jews? In my Torah, it says you only have to bench if you are fully satiated, but they're even benching, even if they only ate a kazayit or a kabetza, that's very little. So how can I not show them favor if they're going to show favor to me? So the Mishnah says, a baal keri, someone that's experienced a seminal emission. So they don't have to make, a baal keri would say Kriyat Shema in their head, but they can't say the brachos before or after out loud. Similarly, they can bench in their head, but they can't say a bracha out loud. And the reason for this is something called Takanas Ezra, which they instituted that a baal keri is not allowed to say words of Torah until he has gone to the mikvah. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says that a baal keri can think for both bracha rishona, bracha achrona, and we'll see if that applies to Kriyat Shema. We'll see how we view Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow. So the Gemara says, Ravina says, oh look, from here we see that thinking is the same as saying. Because if thinking is not the same as actually saying, then what's the point of thinking? If thinking is, clearly thinking has to do something, and we said, but if thinking is the exact same thing as saying, then why don't we just say the actual words? And we say the reason for that is because at Har Sinai, they had to be tahor, they had to purify themselves to speak words of Torah. That was all that they had. If they wanted to speak words of Torah, they had to purify themselves. So when we came and we made Takanas Ezra, we said that it would be exactly the same as it was at Har Sinai, that if you want to say words of Torah, you have to be tahor, but to just think words of Torah, you don't have to be tahor. So that's the difference between thinking and saying. Rav Chisda says, no, we see from this that thinking is not the same as saying, because if it was, if thinking and saying were the same things, then just say the words you want to say. We said, if that's true, that thinking is not the same as saying, then what does thinking accomplish? So Blazar answers, what's the point of thinking? So that the entire congregation that you're with shouldn't be saying Kriyat Shema, and you're just sitting there doing nothing. And we said, okay, so why does he have to say Kriyat Shema? Why does he have to think Kriyat Shema? He can think of anything else. And Rav Ada says, no, because Rav Ada Bar Ava says, because we want him to be thinking the exact same thing as the rest of the congregation. That's really important. But we bring in a Mishnah that says, if you started your Shemona Esrei and you realized that you remembered you were a Baal Keri, then you shouldn't stop, but you have to shorten the brachos. But the implication of this is that you shouldn't start in the first place. You know, a Baal Keri shouldn't be davening in the first place. And this would prove that it's okay for him to just sit around and not be engaging in the same thing that the rest of the community is engaging in. So he said, no, tefillah is different because it doesn't have Malchus Shemaim. It's not about accepting Hashem like Shema is. And since it's not about accepting Hashem, then we don't need him to be a part of the congregation. We said benching is also not about accepting Hashem, and our Mishnah said that a Baal Keri is supposed to think for benching. He's supposed to think the words of benching. So how does that make sense? So we said the real reason is that both benching and Kriya Shema are Deoraisa, and Tefillah is only Derabanan. So by benching and Kriya Shema, we require him to think the words, but by Tefillah, he is not required to think the words because it is only Derabanan.